Welcome back to Study Break after episode 15. We just had a long combat, and now we're just hanging out. For initial thoughts, go on, go ahead. I think Sawyer slash Lily put her head in her hands right after we finished recording.
I'm taking it hard.
Yeah.
It was clutch time. It was crunch time, and I fumbled.
You didn't fumble. You literally have no control over anything.
The odds of that were so insane.
I whiffed six times.
It's okay.
It was rough. As a fighter, that was rough. But it was a cool as hell session.
Yeah.
Nothing went the way I expected. I thought that we were going to talk to Gracker and Talia and ask them, like, hey, who killed who? What happened? I don't know. I thought that we were going to have a chance to talk to them. I thought that, I don't know what I thought was going to happen with Morrigan and with the creepy lady.
Yeah.
But that wasn't it. So, yeah, it was crazy.
Yeah. Good.
The little crate bonfire thing and her stabbing her, so I like had tears in my eyes.
Yeah. Like, the last thing she did, her like last strength was spent on create bonfire.
Her legacy.
It was beautiful.
Yeah. No, I had so much more planned for that. I felt so bad. And, like, towards the middle of that combat, I was like, fuck. Because I did the legendary action at the very beginning. So, okay, I learned how legendary actions work, and then I forgot how to do it. Oh, no, I didn't forget how to do it. I just forgot about them totally. So that was going to be if she gooped on you, then you would roll with disadvantage and she would roll with advantage.
Mm.
And, like, whenever you try to hit her. And then she had another one, which was Gust, which was important. And then, so, like, legendary actions, you can spend, like, say you can only spend 2 points per round. Mm-hmm. So the Gust was 1 point, the Goop was 1 point, and then the Possession was another point. The Possession was 2 points. So she could only possess Morrigan and not do, like, any of that other cool stuff. I had all that planned, but then I was, like, running five characters on here, and so I forgot everything.
Yeah.
And then I was just running, and then I was thinking about, like, the big woman thing.
We also have not done combat in a long time,
and it's combat.
Something that, like, you do have to, like, grease the wheels, you know. It's like it's like you gotta get back into it, because I, like, when I did the guest episode yesterday, it was like, it was tough. I was like, oh my God, I forgot how long it takes. I forgot that you have to balance all this stuff and also make it cool when you're also trying to do fucking math. Like,
I put a billion ingredients into this soup, and I was not ready. I was a baby chef, and I was like, ooh, I wonder how like the fish sauce would change how it tastes.
Got too funky.
Yeah, I just needed to put some freaking chicken stock in there.
I think it was still like good though. Like
that's good.
I mean, I know you probably had a lot more and a lot more expectations, but, like, I still think it, like, fulfilled what it needed to fulfill.
There was going to be a thing where, like, y'all would get a lot more advantage. Like, there is, if she didn't do a certain thing, then y'all would have had advantage, mm-hmm. and she would have had disadvantage. That was kind of the whole crux of this combat in my head was, like, a switching of disadvantage and advantages, which is a lot. I'm realizing now.
Would have been nice for me.
Yeah, that would have been cool. But I just forget that. Well, that's a mechanic that I can use later.
Mm-hmm. True.
Do we want to start at the beginning and kind of work our way through the episode?
Sure. Yeah.
We've kind of had our initial thoughts. Okay, so we jump right in with the music still going. I give you all like a layout of the scene. And then she just like cracks those two greens immediately and then goes for Talia with the dagger.
Brutal. Were those the things that we rolled for? To see what would happen?
Yes. Yeah. To see like the 5 and the 8, those were like the fucking wiener greens.
Oh, the red shirts.
Yeah.
The green shirts.
Yeah. So y'all kind of get a lay of the land. She cracks those two greens, and then she makes a dive for Talia, and then we start initiative. First round. Also, that's when Esta, you feel like you could push further,
mm-hmm.
and then you do the second time. What happens then?
I got to see my draconic ancestor.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That was so cool. Mm-hmm. That was such a cool moment. Now she has a reason to tell you guys kind of about her ancestor and the story that she's been told versus sort of what he implied in our meeting.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely seems like he knew something else.
Yeah. Yeah, he was like, he hasn't been gone. Like, he's been locked away somewhere.
Yeah.
Against his will.
He was like, oh, you want me to return? Wouldn't that be nice?
Wouldn't that be nice?
That's the vibe I got.
Yeah, he was like, fucking look at it. And I rolled literally a zero insight, which is impossible.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so I literally rolled zero insight. But I feel like I can put it together through the lock clicks, I guess, in my head.
Or is it expecting him to be like, I've never, like, left.
Exactly.
You know, like he's, like, been somewhere, like, really close by.
Yeah, I would feel like he's probably, yeah, they've had him
I feel
locked.
Like he's just, like, under your home.
Yeah, he's been locked under Stormbreak or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So that was really cool. And now I have a new fun little ability, Gift of the Dragon.
Once a day.
And I've also revealed my interception fighting style, where she gets her blue dragon arm. Thought it was a great time to bring it in.
Mm-hmm.
I was initially going to use it on Gracker because I was like, fuck, she's a good fighter. Like, game reasons, I was like, I want to help the good fighters stay up and help us. But then I was like, no, I have to use it on a friend. Mm-hmm. Like, it's such a better moment if I use it to, like, save Sawyer or Beans.
So, yeah, yeah, it was cool.
I thought it was a great moment.
Yeah, and then I completely blocked all that damage from you.
I know, it was literally 100% of the damage.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
It's really very useful in the long
run.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Especially because none of us are healers, so at least we have some sort of shield.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's not technically healing, but I'm still reducing damage.
Yeah.
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 Which and it's
all
also
that matters.
A reaction. Like it's not like once per long rest. It's like it's a permanent shield.
That's nice. And I feel like the next big thing that happened was the fucking wall opened up and
yeah, hell opened up under the school.
That description of her was so good. Her teeth running across her face. I was like
running across her face like spiders.
Yeah. I was like, whoa. Or a jaw like moving fast. I was like, I know exactly what you're
doing. Yeah.
That was freaky.
It reminded me of Other Mother from Coraline.
Yes.
Doesn't she get big and creepy?
Yeah, I love that your instinct was to, like, let's take the veil off. Yeah, whenever I was going to use my telekinetic movement to do the same thing.
Yeah, well, I was like,
let's take a look.
Let's
such a weird
let's see what's under there. But I thought we got a big answer of, like, I kind of did it to be like, let's fucking, because everybody's like, let's find him. And it's like, well, let's see if it's fucking me.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't. So I feel like that confirmed for me that it's like they're looking for Big P.
It's got to be Big P.
But that also makes me think that, like, because fucking Sparkles, sorry, I'm jumping ahead a little bit. But Sparkles was like, oh, my, like, co-worker or whatever. And then Felicity came in. So, like. Yeah. I'm assuming that Felicity did take Big P now, but it was like she did it to protect him.
Hopefully.
You know what I mean? Like, I think that's like, because obviously they can't find him. So I think that maybe she was the one to take him, but it was to protect him and put him somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So like as if she did drop her badge.
Yeah. Like that, like she legitimately maybe did that as an accident.
But she did it to keep him safe.
Yeah.
That's I love really the double theory. Felicity reveal. It's so
funny. I know. Yeah. Yep.
And it's Felicity. Oh my God. I can't believe it.
I was like, I don't know who it's going to be. I did. I was like, I think it's somebody who works here. But for some reason, I was not thinking Felicity. I was like, is Principal Pad or like fucking Miss Gray going to stroll through?
Sparkles referred to Felicity as their coworker.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what we mean.
Yeah.
That's why we think it was Big P. Like that she took Big P.
But also like, what the fuck is that relationship of coworker?
Coworker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like maybe they serve the same.
Also, Sparkles is a chimera.
Yeah.
That was so funny.
That was lit.
My flunk for myself is that I didn't think of Felicity because, like, if you were in this situation and your older sister was, like, in the, like, sort of vicinity, like, in the same location, you, like, would think of her and be like, that's who can help and that's who I'm going to send them to. And she just, like, logistically was not on my radar. But, like, of course Sawyer would have, like, thought to, like, I don't know, say, like, oh, like, send the wolf to Felicity. So that's my flunk for myself that I didn't think of Felicity in the first place. But I'm glad that Sparkles had it sorted out for me.
Sparkles was on top of his shit. Sparkles, Placidus X, and Billy.
Placidus X.
That was hilarious.
Sparkles and Billy. They're, one of those does not fit with the other one.
It's Billy.
Yeah. It's Billy.
Also, they're a chimera. They were all born at the same time. Are they all thousands of years old, or is Placidus X the only one who's a couple thousand years old?
What if he thought he was a dragon and then he started growing heads and he was like, what the?
I don't think y'all are going to like, this might just be some fucking background lore. I don't think y'all going to talk to fucking Spark the Chimera for a long time or like learn his fucking backstory. In my mind, it was like, it started off as like Sparkles, just the cat, who was probably like a legendary lion or something like that. And then like met a goat and then they became friends and then they like met a dragon and then they became friends. And then like a fucking witch, like combined them. So now they're like, they're kind of like over each other a little bit, but they're also like,
that's going to happen to me, Lily and Campbell.
Yeah. It is. Yeah. Every friend group has.
Yeah. Become a chimera. And there was a fucking snake, but I forgot about the snake.
Billy and Sparkles.
Tag yourself.
Who are you?
I'm Placidus X.
Yeah. I think I'm Billy. Oh, fine. I'm Sparkles.
Yeah, I think you're Sparkles. And Lily's Billy.
Billy was important. He had creating portals.
Lily only.
And Billy took the paint in his mouth, which was brave because he doesn't know where that's been.
Lily also only makes noises.
Oh, yeah, that's why I'm just like Billy.
But who makes the best bat noises? I think it's Olivia, yeah. Oh, that's good. Give us a shot, Lily. Okay, so it's not Lily. It's not Lily.
Wow.
Not Lily. Oh, I thought it was Billy. I thought it was Billy this whole time. But
wow.
I don't know.
All right, well, it's...
Maybe I'm Placidus X.
No, you're Sparkles.
I guess Campbell can be Placidus X.
Yeah, your belly. Okay.
Okay. I have lived for thousands of years.
back to this.
So, I have seen temples raised by the sands of time. I have seen rulers brought to their knees.
The next turn. So that's when she turns around. Y'all see the big woman.
Jared,
what's going on?
No,
there?
Y'all have not seen how many.
I don't know if I'm making it up in my head, but I'm like, we've seen so many big women in this campaign, but that could not be true.
I guess maybe like big, I personally like, have beefy just been imagining women.
A we lot have seen of big a lot of big women,
not like large women of like.
Do you
I would
have
consider
something to tell us? Do you like women,
Jared?
Jared
likes
women. Are great. just want to leave it at that.
He but is
also
wearing
a lot of the big
shirt.
Women have been like,
don't talk about the shirt.
He's wearing a shirt that right here. Let me peek over. It says, "I respect women so much that I never have sex with them."
Yeah, what about it?
Nothing. I'm not judging you.
What are you just gonna read me like a book?
Yeah.
Well,
you put it on the front of
your
chest.
That's up for
you. You know what they say? Wear your sex life on your sleeve.
Who says that?
That's what that's a saying in Sawyer's family.
Oh, okay.
It's really, I really didn't really actually didn't, a really healthy attitude.
Yeah.
Kissing really sex positive.
I mean, well,
family.
I don't know, like on your sleeve is, you know, to each their own on your sleeve. It's not something to be ashamed of for sure. But that's all, I mean, you know, that's a strong sign.
On your breast.
Okay, go for
it. I don't kiss and tell. I fucking yell.
Oh my goodness.
Anyway, back to something horrible that happened.
Morrigan gets possessed.
Oh yeah.
She gets picked up. The shadow's coming out of her curse mark, and then she creates bonfire, stabs the bride in the face, and then Sparkles comes in, jumps through, and
the bride.
Yeah, that's what I call her.
Oh.
She's got a veil.
Somebody slipped and gave us a little name.
I thought it was like a mourning veil.
Yeah, I took it as like, or like a witch, like who needed to cover her face.
Her lover was killed at the altar. That's her backstory.
Ooh, that's good.
You just made
that's why her teeth run around her face.
She's making this up.
She's looking for a kiss.
Yeah. Who's getting married? Yeah.
If we had pulled her veil back, she would have been like,
ooh.
No, I thought the way that Morrigan like went out still trying to save us and like true to herself, I thought that was really beautiful.
Yeah,
especially like, you know, because Maddie couldn't join us to kind of give her character a farewell.
Yeah.
So I thought that was a really nice
way. It's what she would have wanted. Yeah. Casting bonfire one last time.
The biggest thing, and also doing a cool like stab in the face.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was horrible monster.
The description was really, really nice.
In my head, I had planned that she was going to cast bonfire and then the lady was going to like laugh at her and then she was going to get stabbed in the face.
Then I really would have cried.
Yeah.
I was like, if you had kept going with like any sort of like heartfelt description, I would have started.
Yeah,
the tears would have been
crying on Mike. I was sniffling a little.
Crying on Mike.
Take five.
But good for her for just going home and getting out of here. That really is
she
probably
said,
the
I'm
best.
I'm gonna go home, take care of myself. Kind
Actually,
of a good moral
Sparkle
for her.
Said, I'm gonna take you home.
You like, need to go home, girl.
Girl, no. You're possessed.
Well, that's the thing with like, I mean, it happens in campaigns all the time where like a player can't play anymore or anything like that, and it's kind of like, how do you give like a meaningful farewell that like the characters? It's like either A, how do you not just like kill them on the spot and like be super disrespectful?
Yeah.
How do you get your characters to not be like, oh, like what's going on with them, or like why are we not like pursuing them?
Yeah.
So I thought that like a good mix of everything was like, it's danger. There's a curse mark. The curse mark gets worse. We have Sparkles make a return. Sparkles is like super powerful and like is kind of like the remnants of Morrigan that gives you all information afterwards. And also like she's going home to get better.
Yeah, like, it feels like
that's kind of like a good, that's a feel good.
Like Sparkles is a way that we can like connect back to Morrigan because like the characters obviously like aren't just gonna be like, well, that's.
Damn, sucks.
Damn, we'll never see Morrigan again. You know, it's like they're still have feelings of like we're gonna miss Morrigan.
Yeah.
So it's like a nice way of like it's kind of a contact to like talk back to Morrigan or like relay things.
But Sparkles knows best.
Yeah. But I also think it's fun, and I've done this in like a home campaign of like also giving them an ending where like if they ever came back or you ever wanted to bring that character back, like it's still there, but also like you could never do that. And like, it was a tied up ending, I think is really nice.
Yeah.
Cause I've done that for like people who like moved away and just like couldn't record or
can't
play
record
anymore.
Yeah. But yeah, so we have the Morrigan ending, with her going off back home to be healed with the curse mark. And then right after that, I think at this point, Talia and Gracker get poisoned. They get slashed by the dagger.
Yeah.
So what are you thinking now that she like kind of just went with the dagger to those two?
She was not interested in like going after any of us.
She didn't kill those greens.
Yeah.
But she.
Dagger was personal.
She was trying to kill Gregor and Talia.
No, I definitely got that. So it like must be someone who has some sort of like knowledge of what happened.
Of
like they were
conflict.
Involved in whatever the situation was.
Yeah.
And I really wanted us to like ask them this episode.
Well, I
out.
Think we saved them and we also eliminated the threat. So like they have to talk to us.
They
we
definitely
owe us.
We, no,
they owe
tell us.
Us.
I just mean like as Lily, I want to know what's
I know.
Going on. And so
right now, yeah. But I think we can definitely
the way they came
down.
In at the end, like Felicity has stabilized them, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Like we can. Okay.
Yeah. They're not dead.
Because if they died, then that's just a bust. Because how the hell are we going to figure
I
out
think
who killed who?
It's someone who knows that they know something. That they both know things about how Tara and the others were killed or like what that whole situation was and know that they have that information. Or it's someone from the Golden Order who is upset by the conflict that they are causing, the rift that they're causing within the school.
That's true.
Yeah. But did the goo seem like somebody, like a higher power that somebody kind of like signed up for and then couldn't handle? Or was it like forced on them?
It feels like it was like another form of possession. Like it feels like it was in the same vein. Like the bride, I feel like was part of it. Like they bride was there checking in on what was happening. And I feel like she was in charge of the goo and Maddie. I don't know.
The goo was getting nervous when the bride showed up.
Yeah, because maybe she was doing a shitty job.
It could have been the goo controlling this person. Because if I wanted to sneak into the school, I would have my goo possess somebody who looked like they could go there.
That's true.
And then walk them inside and then be like, goop time.
But we do know there was somebody in the bathroom stall with like a demonic black shadowy thing above them.
True, but it was a voice that it was a voice that Morrigan recognized.
I don't know. But I also think that we also need to figure out who's that third person who died, because that's what I think is a missing puzzle piece. Like, I think we're so on like Terra Amore, but we have not found out anything about this third person who died. And I have a feeling that that might be the Great Mother, or where that comes in. Like, it might not be Terra at all.
But if the brother was the blue dragon, then the mother is some dragon, right? And he was a red dragon. So,
I mean, brother to who?
Yeah, it could be brother to the mother.
Oh, it could be brother to the mother. I was thinking like brother to the, and but, then the mother.
But great uncle doesn't have quite the ring to it.
Exactly. No, I thought it was like mother and then like the son, like the, and then there's a sister.
Yeah, I was thinking, yeah, mother, father, brother. Sister, brother.
But you're connected to the brother.
The brother.
Red the dragon. Brother. The red dragon was like, oh, the mother
has been here.
But then that wouldn't actually explain the Ruidon thing. Like, you wouldn't have, if you were descended from two different dragons, like, you wouldn't have two different last names. Because that's distant in your ancestry.
Yeah, because Ruidon, it's like thousands of years.
That's what I mean. I think it's this, my theory is the person that we don't know about is the one that the bride was, like, talking about of, like, oh, yeah, like, that got out of hand, but don't worry, she's gone. Like, right, we have this like extra player, and we know Tara's good, and I feel like we know inherently the bride is not good.
But do we think that smell is Tara?
I don't know. I think it could be this other third person.
So I'll say he was, whenever he was sniffing around, Placidus X was sniffing around, he smelled like the fire, the igneous, and stuff like that that had been burnt. And also he sniffed you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, you do not smell like fire.
Yeah.
You smell like...
like lightning.
Yeah.
Like lightning, burnt popcorn.
So it is some. So it's and someone associated with...
my blood
with,
is old.
Yeah. So it's someone with the red dragon, the mother. But is that Terra?
No, I think...
I don't know.
I think it's a third person. I think it's like a battle of almost like the dragons that maybe that Moray got caught in the middle of.
That's a good theory. I love that.
Right, because if they can smell like burnt and fire, that makes me think that like the battle went down here.
Yeah.
And where else would you have a secret party but like the place where you're like, this is where everybody died. Like, this is like history. You know what
oh
I mean?
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Like the cool like burnt igneous rock place. You'd be like, this is a fucking metal party.
But there weren't smells of lightning.
I didn't smell any burnt popcorn.
Which means that Tara...
just smelled it on Tara.
If Tara had the same powers as you, it would be lightning. Because the dragon is way back in your ancestry. It's not like, oh, like my mom's side and my dad's side, blue dragon, red dragon.
Also, like, why
would
they...
that would be way too close. And then Tara, like, you know what I mean? Like, you and Tara would be from the same dragon if you're related.
Why would they lock...
maybe.
...the brother up? You know what I mean? Maybe these dragons are not good. Like, I feel like to me, I'm like, the great mother, she's good. But I'm like, maybe not. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or people are just like, you know, they like fear how much power they have.
Yeah. I clawed at the person's face and they had blonde hair and they smelled like seawater.
The goop smelled like seawater.
The goop smelled like seawater.
But isn't Tara blonde?
No, Tara's a redhead and all of my family is blonde and we live by the sea.
Ooh. Little older sibling moment for you, maybe.
Oops. My big sister's a goop.
What's your... oh, I guess you have like 15 older sisters.
And brothers.
Oh, true. Some of them are brothers. Solinaris.
Solinaris.
Solinaris. I know one of Estes' siblings. And what's her name? Amra.
Mm-hmm.
Boom. Two.
Damn. More than me.
Good friend.
And I know all of your family.
I know all your sister's names.
Okay. You guys, she also, whenever y'all start really laying into her, starts like bursting into dust though.
But it was
and
cold.
And the air is freezing around her.
It's like,
she's like
a freeze-dried ice cream moment.
Moving around a lot. Something like
yeah,
that.
You know, I couldn't figure that one out, so I'm just going to wait till that one makes sense.
I have no idea.
That one kind of threw me for a loop, so I'm just tucking that away in the different pocket of my brain.
Yeah.
Maybe she is somewhere where it's cold, and she's like projecting, not projecting her image, but like projecting herself in some sort of like concentration-based thing. Does that make any sense?
That makes sense because she was
and the location that she's coming from is cold, so it's surrounding her immediately.
Well, wouldn't space be cold? I don't know. There's a lot of stars in space.
True. She could be in space.
Or like a like one of the planes, like that's astral plane or what was it? Spirit plane? Is that where else we went?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
If it was a concentration spell and she was like losing concentration and control over this hologram, maybe it would be glitching.
That's my only projection. But if it's like a well-known, if this is a well-known D&D mm-hmm. I don't know, effect or spell or being, I am not aware of it.
No.
Cool.
I don't know.
This is, no, I won't say anything.
Okay. Jared loves, here's one thing you should all know about Jared. He loves to almost tell us everything that's going on and then he stops himself.
He says, here it is. And then he makes a scrunchy face.
I'm horrible,
and then he goes,
I'm horrible at keeping secrets.
That's why I know everything.
And Lord, do we want them all.
I'm sure someone in the Discord will say something about it. I think that they might connect it.
Somebody else who's not us will definitely figure this one out.
Yeah, because this.
Or when I go home and I lay in my bed tonight and fall asleep, I'll be like,
I'll say this is not a new thing for y'all.
What?
The description.
Of what?
Someone starts thinking too much.
I was just excited that I think we've connected that, like, they're looking for Big P. Yeah, I felt that
that's
was
a big,
question that we've
That's a big
been
thing.
Having.
Y'all can be pretty certain about that. Yep.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, whoever has them is protecting them from these people.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we should pursue hard with Felicity.
I'm really glad. I was really expecting you to walk up and be like, I can't let all this happen because of me anymore. And then she was going to, like... It would have been so funny if you've been like, I can't let this happen because of me. And then she'd push you to the side.
That's what kind of did.
No, I mean, you were like, I can't let you do this to the people at the school.
Yeah, I was taking like, I was trying to take a stance. I was ready to fight. Yeah. And then she was like, get out of here.
She was like, yeah, it was
literally,
so funny.
Who are you?
She said, flick. And then she squanched me.
Yeah.
Squished.
Meow.
Meow. I had a little cat noise in there.
Squeaky noise.
Wait.
Oh. Wait,
you cannot say, oh, you better have something good.
Oh my God, I don't. I was thinking if that cube was cold. I was trying to think of other things that had like a cold radiation
what
to them.
What cube?
That weird cube we found. The magic that was in Felicity's office. Was it cold?
It was a cold magic, but it wasn't like cold.
I don't remember anything.
Okay.
This should really take the heat off of us for breaking into the Arcano Ball locker room.
Oh my God, yeah, no one is even going to care.
Yeah, so I'm
unless
feeling
that,
really good
well,
about
unless
that.
That magical item was tied to like whatever happened, and then we'll be in even worse trouble.
Yeah, y'all don't know what that is. Y'all don't know how
important. Well, I was
going to
say, we have a lot of witnesses, and me as Beans imagining looking around right now and being like, everybody is incapacitated except for us.
Yeah.
So, but Sparkles is on our side.
Yeah.
And so that means Felicity has to be on our side?
Felicity has to be on my side because she's my sister.
I don't... Are you sure about that?
Am I sure she's my sister?
No, are you sure she has to be on your side? Because I got... Yeah. I got some sisters, and no, they do not.
She's acting so suspicious.
I think I'll tell y'all the thing.
I knew he would.
Yay, tell us.
Please.
Because the Discord, I think, is going to say it. I'll leave some hints. I still want y'all to figure it out. Y'all have seen this in the school, things that have like made the air around them cold and like kind of shimmered a little bit and then poofed into dust.
You are saying,
the revenants. Give me a morsel and I'll figure out the whole mystery.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad you figured that out because I did not even know that Like, I guess I was not listening during that part in the episode.
Also, the goop was immune to necrotic and radiant energy, which I feel like is helpful. Yeah, nice going, Campbell.
Wow.
That was really cool.
Nice going. We've had such a clean audio episode.
So what does that tell you?
It was undead to some degree. I mean, poisonous, but like something undead is happening, which like revenants are undead, kind of.
Why would it have blonde hair?
Wasn't Tara blonde?
No.
The second kill
you. How many times are
you gonna kill you?
Oh, it's the opposite of Campbell. It's because I look at Campbell and I'm like, Esta has red hair because Campbell has red hair. No, Esta's blonde and Tara has red hair.
So that either was a revenant or they were like using some sort of revenant powers. Like imagine if you stole a revenant's cloak and tried
so,
to like...
But I also
think,
like,
what if you like, what if the goo was the real,
but,
like...
But one of those girls who died could be revenants, correct? That's how it
so
works. It's kind
a
of
revenant
like a...
is somebody who is brought back to avenge someone or something or themselves.
Okay.
And because like their soul is kept until...
Like a revenant doesn't go to their like final resting place. They're almost in like a purgatory until they're like called upon or like sent to the other side.
So it was someone who blamed, who came back to avenge and they blamed Talia and Gracker for what happened.
Yeah.
So what if that was their way of getting revenge on like the revenge wasn't on a specific person necessarily, but it was on the conflict between the golds and the
greens. Yeah.
Like what they were angry at was the fact that like Tara and Gracker, I mean, Talia and Gracker like started this skirmish.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And that's what affected Tara, Moray, and someone into getting into some sort of thing.
Yeah.
Slay.
So they blame the civil war itself.
Yes. No, that's good. That's good.
Is that anything?
I'm agreeing with you. That sounded really good.
That's all I got. I feel like lay down at night.
I feel like we have a lot more solid things to like actually pursue now. Like
now we can ask people specific questions.
We have names.
Instead of just being like, what's going on?
And you have two people that owe their lives to you.
I love it when somebody's in debt.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they'll let us be on the varsity Arcano Ball team now.
You owe your lives to us. Drop out of the presidential race.
We really have our priorities. They just got poisoned and almost died. And we're like, ugh, like, perfect.
Thank God.
I was planning on Talia dying in this.
What?
I forgot to... I think I took an extra swing at Beans when I didn't want to.
Honestly, it's good that she didn't die because we didn't talk to her at all. If we had had a whole conversation with her during combat and then she had died, it would have been like, okay, well, at least we got something to go on.
If she had died like early, I was going to like fully do the 2 points, roll death saves.
I really hope she doesn't die because I am obsessed with her as a character. Like, I really want to see more of her.
Mm-hmm. No, I was planning on her...
Then. And I want to ask her. I want to ask her specifically. I want to be like, did y'all kiss?
Mm-hmm.
The way the Greens would have lost their damn minds if she died.
I was like, I don't want either of them to die. Because if one of them dies and not the other one, it's like that's
we need
bad.
Both of them alive for just a little while longer, so we can be like, hold hands right now.
Yeah.
And talk and settle your differences.
And a couple things I don't think would be revealed in playing. That I think I can tell y'all now is so it looks like Miss Goop was controlling Morrigan. So, because she let her hand out and that's when Morrigan got possessed.
Mm-hmm.
So she's involved with Morrigan. Is you don't know if she's the voice in her head or what. So, with that, also, just thinking about Morrigan in the past episode, what was the plan originally if Morrigan had not rolled a nat 20?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And. Sure. I think it's good to say now, is that there was going to be a double assassination attempt, which is what that was. And Ms. Goop, dressed as a gold, Morrigan in a full green cloak, would have looked like each side attempting to assassinate the other.
Yeah.
That kind of seems like it was plan A.
So maybe
plan B didn't, and then plan, there was no plan B. Plan A.
Plan B felt a little like desperate of just like, oh, we got to kill
both of them
or, you know, one of them, somebody.
Do you choose to come back as a revenant?
No.
No.
Somebody makes you.
Yeah.
So she's.
Or somebody makes a deal with you. Somebody makes a deal with you or. Yeah, I know. I think it always is. Somebody makes a deal with you.
The bride would have raise this revenant if that's where we're going, right?
Wait, so somebody, you're not like, oh, wait, I have to go back. My desire for revenge isn't over yet.
No, I think it's, yeah, it can be like that. I'm pretty sure it is like that.
So I think it can be multiple things.
If she made this deal to come back, but if she was, my theory earlier was that she was just like so angry she was going to kill one gold and one green.
Yeah.
To get revenge, like that would further the conflict.
Yeah.
But maybe she's just so angry and consumed by vengeance that she doesn't think big picture, oh, I'm going to try to like even out the casualties of this war and just add even more deaths.
Or I would say, I don't think this is giving away too much. Plan A would be one of them dies. Plan B, at least one of them dies is plan A. Plan B, both of them die. That's kind of like, would be cool. Plan C was I'll kill one of them. And then plan D, there was no plan D. It was, that was improvised.
Mm. Plan D was, we kicked your ass.
Yeah.
Not me, but my friends did.
Yep. You gave moral support.
Or plan, yeah, I don't know.
I never used your inspiration.
Nobody, I'm going to tell y'all a secret right now.
Nobody ever does. Every time I get it, though, I roll well after you do it, so I never, like, need
it. Fine. Nobody in the history of Gals and Goblins has ever used inspiration that Sawyer has given them. And that's, like, part of her whole character. I'm, like, 3 levels of fighter and 1 level of bard, and the whole level of bard is so that I can, like, give people inspiration as if I'm doing, like, a team captain pep talk.
Yeah.
It has never happened.
I think we just need to remind each other. Like, it's such an easy thing to forget. I don't think it's a problem to be like, hey, you have bardic if you want
to
use it.
I need to give y'all a physical...
it's not in my actions.
I need to give you a physical dice. I need to hand you the D6 and be like, this is...
Yeah. Or like some people have inspiration tokens. Like, we could use my coin.
That's a good idea.
Oh, true.
So it's like a physical...
But the D6, like bardic is like you roll the D6.
But if you handed me a new dice, I would...
They get lost in the dice.
I would just put it with my other dice.
You should put a coin in the middle of your rolling...
Yeah, like if you put a coin right here, I'd be like, oh, fuck.
Oh, the coin.
That's a good idea.
What else?
I feel like we've discovered enough.
Yeah, and y'all have a Chimera who seems pretty smart and Felicity Cendervit who's walking in.
Yeah. Oh, A pluses and plunks. That's my flunk that I didn't think of Felicity first thing, because obviously that's what
that's not that
you would do. So
she was coming anyway.
I know, but it's like, at least I would have been, I don't know. It's like, that's what Sawyer would have immediately thought of, but it's not what I thought of. So I could have, the role play there could have been better, and then, or just like playing the character could have been better. But my A plus is Esta's arm moment and all your dragon like connecting with your draconic ancestry.
Yeah.
But like the idea of someone shooting damage at you and then your friend just being like, and like dragon like fins, or not fins, but like
her whole arm like just spikes, kind of became a
like
dragon
popping
arm
up in front of you is just so is just so cool.
Yeah.
So that's my A plus.
My A plus is my dice didn't hate me as much as they hated Lily.
That's true.
Listen, you would be hard pressed to find a halfling with worse luck than this guy.
Oh, shit, I had a flunk earlier.
And you never rolled a... It never let you roll a one.
No, none of them were net one, so it's not like I could reroll. They were all fives and sevens.
God.
It was rough.
I feel like my flunk and is... twos. I could have role played in my combat a little bit better.
I was trying to. In my head, I had ideas, but I forgot half the mechanics, too. So okay. There's a lot going on.
This did make me, looking at all my stuff, I was like, I want to level up soon. I'm not.
Yeah.
Actually, hint, hint.
Well, y'all just have a massive combat.
I just had a life-changing battle.
I want to level up soon because I feel like there's... Like, I felt like I hit a wall at one point, and I was like, shit, like... I feel like I should be able to do more, and I'm just not able to right
now. Yeah. It's like you're at a wall, and you can push through it.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Please. We'll see.
Stop. We've already bullied him on mic enough to make it. I'm trying my best not to do that. Don't worry. I'll bully him later.
Campbell, what are yours?
My A-plus is Jared. Thank you for letting me get to like unlock that part of like my backstory.
Hell yeah.
Because that's something that Jared and I talked about a lot, like all of Estes. That's like one of my, there was, I forgot to ask this when we recorded our Q&A session, but everyone was like, what's everyone's goals for their character, which I thought would be a little spoilery, so I didn't include it, because I feel like goals for your characters are like just gonna be spoilers. So but yeah, one of my goals is just like expanding on that draconic ancestry as more than just,
that's what I wanted this
episode
to open up.
Yeah, it's like I because when I designed Esta, I wanted that draconic ancestry to mean a little more than just like what kind of spells you get and what, how strong you are. And like, I just wanted to make it a little more interesting than just like, oh, every sorcerer has draconic ancestry. So I wanted to make it way more, infect the story way more. So thank you, Jared.
No problem.
My flunk is not using my character voice when I talk to the dragon. I got so excited. I was, that was Campbell. I know what's going on.
Yeah. This is me, Campbell. let me talk to you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My A plus would be probably the dragon stuff. That was something that I've been looking forward to. And managing the combat that I did, I'll take that as an A plus.
Yeah.
And, I'll flunk kind of like a little bit of what y'all talked about, of like a little bit of the role play during combat. There was some stuff, and then like the mechanics that I didn't use, I thought would be really cool. And yeah, there were a couple other kind of moments that I wanted to have. And I wanted, I think I had more planned. I did have more planned for Esta to talk to the dragon, but I was like, we are in the middle of combat. So like, just like a flat out kind of conversation would be weird.
I think it would have been fun. Like, I think it's nice to segment combat with some like role play scenes. It's almost like
sure.
a cut scene in
for
the middle
sure.
of like a big piece of combat. So like, I think it would have been in the future. Like, I think that's great.
Is the idea that every time I use Gift of the Dragon, I'll get to go, like I have to go talk to him?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm probably.
Okay.
I mean, my kind of idea was you'd probably be talking to him a little bit more. This was an introduction.
Okay, cool.
It's not like he knew you.
Yeah.
Y'all like just kind of initiated a contact, and he's gonna wanna talk to you more. Like,
he's been stuck. It seems like stuck somewhere for hundreds of tens of thousands of years or something.
Yeah, it seems like a return sounds good to him, and it sounds like the lock is coming undone.
Swag.
I like that.
And
we're going to be best buddies. He's not going to do anything bad.
No, it's going to be
There's
great.
No reason that he would be locked down
here. Nobody locks anything up because they do something bad.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Let him out.
He's been wrongfully imprisoned, and we're going to be best buddies.
Yeah. And my other flunk is the 3 2s, 2 7s, and 1 5
Damn.
That I rolled.
She's keeping track.
During combat.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, one last thing. Where do you think he is?
Where do I think he is?
Or I think
anybody.
If he is actually in a physical place, he's locked. What?
Not you.
Under the foundation of Stormbreak, the like castle I grew up in, or buried deeper into like the bowels of the mountain that we live on top of somehow. Like, he's been like, it's been so long that they kind of like built this mountain around
him
to keep him in there. Or he is a construct of like, he's like a representation of like,
the real dragon was the friend.
My other like concept is that he just kind of exists in my mind as a way for me to like access this power that is supposed to be passed.
Boo,
passed
he's
down
real.
To me.
No, he's real.
It would be cool if he's real, but wouldn't it be way cooler if I got his powers?
Both can be true.
Okay.
That'd be rad.
I thought that was a really, really good session.
Thank you.
I had a great time.
I know that you were like down on yourself about it, but I other than Lily, I think we all had a good time.
I know. Well, I had a good time hearing about the cool things that happened.
Yeah.
That was the worst. That was the worst D&D I've ever played.
I'm gonna buy you a new set of dice.
In my life.
We have more dice here.
You need to start rolling. You should have started rolling on D&D Beyond.
I would never.
You should have started switching random. You should have started switching out your fucking dice.
I had three different D20s that I was.
Yeah, you should have
trying to make.
You should have done.
I should have done more.
Should have switched him.
Are you victim blaming?
Yes.
Damn.
You're not a victim. It's chance.
I'm a victim of chance.
Oh my god.
Anyway, but no, my flunk wasn't even my dice. My flunk was the role play. I think that I could have kept the character going even if the greatsword contact wasn't there.
Well.
Or arcano ball bat contact.
We're getting better. That's the whole thing.
Yeah.
Something to work on next time.
Next time on Gals and Goblins. See you.
Bye.